Sunday the 1st of December 2019, 9 o'clock service. Sermon series, In the Mountains. Sermon title, Jesus is Lord. Bible reading, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 12 to 18. Talk by Reverend Chika Nduku.
This morning's reading is from the second book of Peter, chapter 1, verses 12 to 18. Prophecy of Scripture. So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things. We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honour and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. And this is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. We give you thanks for this Advent. We pray that you speak through me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to First Sunday in Advent. And the light of Christ is risen upon us today. And this first light is called the light of hope, the light of prophecy from Isaiah. Isaiah foretold the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the wreath is everlasting life of Christ among us. If you watch, it's evergreen. Some churches will just make it to be bold enough to have that green vegetation around it. That's eternal life that God has given to us. Advent is waiting. Some people think that Advent is just a time of celebration. When you are waiting for something, one is if you are having a visitor coming to your house, and this visitor will be coming in a glorious way, you will make sure that your house is clean, that your kitchen is clean, that what you are going to present the person with, food, will be clean. And that's what Advent is all about. We are waiting for the coming of our Lord, the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what are you supposed to do? If you are getting ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, you have to keep your heart pure. You have to keep your heart clean. You have to take all those rubbish away from you, and you wait for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah foretold this coming in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." Prepare the way, prepare, get yourself prepared. How are we going to prepare for this Christmas? In 4 weeks' time now, we get into the Christmas. Do we celebrate for ourselves or we celebrate the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ? Do we showcase our lives to other people and to show that we are ready for God sending his son again? This celebration of Christmas is not the birth of Jesus Christ, but is the remembrance of his birth. The Advent symbolizes the hope, the love, the joy of Christ. How are you going to prepare for this coming of our Lord Jesus Christ? Another doctrine, Advent is a time of fasting. It's a time where you just look into your life and get ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is why Peter, in his epistle, in 2 Peter, wrote that message to us today. He is not trying to tell us what we don't know. We are aware of what he is saying, but he is saying to us because he knew it's not going to be forever. He knew he's going to die. He wants us to change our life and also to embrace that culture of loving Christ, loving ourselves, and loving one another. In our college today, it says, Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the work of darkness. Give us grace to cast away the works of darkness. Is there any darkness in our lives? Do we practice that work of darkness? How much have you shown your neighbor the love of Christ? How much have you shown your family? I've said this before. The highest people you can deal with in this world is your family. Because they knew when you were born. And they will not listen to you. But how much have you shown your love to them? At this time of Advent, it's a time where we gather ourselves together and get ourselves ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to us in a great humility. When we are talking about darkness, that gives me a reference to Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10. If you go to Ephesians chapter 6, and let us see what is going on in our lives today. If it's something that is being written, or if it's something that is not being written, I believe in the Bible. Because I know the Bible is true. What is in it is inspired by the Holy Spirit for correction, for us to know the life we're going to live. Ephesians chapter 6 tells us about the armor of God. How do we get ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ? It says, finally, this is what Paul is telling to the people of Ephesians. He says, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. When you're talking the devil's scheme, what is going on with us in this life? On Friday, you heard what happened at London Bridge. We thought it was over. And each time, if you can recollect, each time of the election, something terrible will happen. Are we fighting this darkness? Where is this darkness coming from? We are all created in God's image. But there are some people who decide to take lives of people without considering that these lives are not their own. You are not supposed to take somebody's life. You are not supposed to hurt somebody. What do? You have to be ready because we do not know When? If you are talking about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's not that you might not be here when you see the Lord coming. You might be gone from this world. But how are you ready? This Advent is about the preparation of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is why Peter is telling us, do those good things that when you are there, he will be able to say to you, come in, my son, for you have done a great thing. It doesn't matter if you carry the Bible. It doesn't matter if you've done something good. But do not let the angels say to you, I do not know you. This is the time of celebration. Let us not talk about our bad things or getting ourselves worked up. This is a time of celebration. Release yourself and receive that Jesus Christ in your life. And celebrate with him. Enjoy it. It's once in a year. Be careful with your credit card. And be careful with going with your children to shopping mall. Because I know they will tell you to buy a lot of things. Enjoy your time at this season. Enjoy with family. But when you are doing that, always remember there are some people who do not have any to eat. Yesterday, we had shoebox packed. And I want to thank everybody that helped yesterday. All the men and all the women. It wasn't an easy task. It wasn't an easy thing to pack the shoebox. You'd be going round and round and round, picking things and packing them. And also the men that helped to clear the car park and put things in the skip. It looks like he's just trying to clear the rubbish away and anticipating for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what do we get from that? We get the blessings of God. We remember that there are people who do not have anything to say Happy Christmas to their children. And we are sending the shoebox to these children to say Merry Christmas to them. And there are some around us. Where we live, try as much as we can to dictate them. There are people who in their houses will be putting the light every time. Every Sunday they put on the light and reflect on it. If you can, that's good. Reflect on the life you live. The things you've done wrong. Ask God to bring light. Ask God to bring new life in your life. And do not forget to celebrate this time. Because our Lord Jesus Christ is coming to judge us as we have done. May I say to you, enjoy the Advent. And I wish you a Merry Christmas to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.